Title: Employee Privacy by Design, Guidance for Employers Beginning to Comply with the California Consumer Privacy Act. Content: On September 13, 2019, the California Senate and Assembly unanimously passed an amendment to the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, that places onerous obligations on employers and entitles employees to statutory damages for data breaches. The landmark measure AB 25 awaits Governor Newsom's signature or veto. Regardless of whether AB 25 is signed into law, CCPA applies to employee data and employers have until January 1, 2020 to comply. This article explores how the California Consumer Privacy Act impacts existing employee privacy rights and how employers can begin to develop a holistic privacy compliance program. What businesses are covered by the California Consumer Privacy Act? The CCPA covers for-profit businesses who meet any one of the following thresholds: gross annual revenue exceeds $25 million, or buys, receives, sells, or shares personal information of 50,000 or more consumers, households, or devices, or derives 50% or more of its annual revenue from selling personal information. Businesses do not have to be located in California for CCPA to apply. CCPA applies if one of the foregoing thresholds is met and the company has consumer data covered by the Act. Under CCPA, consumers is broadly defined as any natural person who is a California resident. CIVA Code 1798.140(g)(da). Are employees consumers under CCPA? Since CCPA's passage in June 2018, there has been fierce debate about whether consumers include employees. AB 25 has laid that debate to rest and made clear that a natural person acting as a job applicant to, an employee of, owner of, director of, officer of, medical staff member of, or contractor of that business would immediately receive some rights under the CCPA. CIVA Code 1798.145(g)(1)(a)(da). In 2021, such individuals would be afforded full rights under the CCPA. ID at 1798.145(g)(4)(da). If AB 25 is vetoed, then these individuals will receive all rights under CCPA on January 1, 2020. For simplicity, when we refer to employee data throughout this article, we intend to include applicants, current/former employees, independent contractors, and owners/directors/officers. Understanding employee privacy rights: the beginning of the end in the Golden State. Employees have long enjoyed greater rights to privacy and statutory rights to inspect employment records. Like all Californians, an employee's right to privacy begins with the California Constitution and is bolstered with various laws. Employment records are deemed confidential and protected from disclosure absent a subpoena and consumer notice. CIV Code Proc. 1985.6(e). Employees also have a statutory right to inspect the following employment records: payroll records, lab code 226, documents signed during employment, lab code 432, records related to performance or a grievance, lab code 1198.5, and OSHA records for employee exposures to potentially toxic materials, lab code 6408(d). Failure to comply with these inspection rights gives rise to statutory damages. For example, Labor Code 226 requires employers to allow inspection of payroll records within 21 days after a request is made, or else the employee is entitled to $750 in statutory damages. Until now, an employee's right to inspect employment records was limited to the foregoing categories. CCPA dramatically expands employee rights in three significant ways. 1. It requires mandatory privacy notices and disclosures about the data collected by employers and purpose for collection. 2. It provides for statutory damages ranging from $100 to $750 if sensitive personal information is breached. And 3. It expands the right to request access/deletion of personal information. Mandatory employee privacy notices beginning January 1, 2020. Employee privacy disclosures and appropriate use policies are nothing new. Such policies are typically used to inform employees of workplace monitoring and diminish expectations of privacy. California courts reinforce the importance of employers maintaining and widely publicizing an employee privacy notice with respect to the use of technology in the workplace. Courts have consistently upheld an employer's right to monitor its employees' computer use and override other privacy/confidentiality interests so long as there is a clear policy that employees have no expectation of privacy.